The captain of the cruise ship Safari Explorer reported hitting a 60-foot float in Petersburg's Middle Harbor while leaving the harbor loading zone back on September 8th. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht told the assembly this month that the borough has since assessed the damage.
Basically, it was one of our small cruise ships, and they hammered that float pretty good. We had P&D do an analysis of it, and you know, there's some pretty severe damage. We've provided P&D's evaluation to the insurance company as well as the cruise company, and we've gotten tentative approval from them to go ahead and proceed with the repairs.
PNND Engineers, a company with offices in Juneau and Anchorage, has designed and overseen construction of Petersburg's harbors. The engineers have estimated the replacement of the damaged dock section could cost upwards of $150,000. Giesbrecht noted that the borough and the cruise company's insurance provider have not agreed on whether they'd paid for the cost of a new float or the value of a 9-year-old float. The harbor facility was installed in 2005.
I'm concerned about their, you know, take on the whole thing. I wanted to make sure if in fact they don't, we don't want contractors being held hostage so that the harbor could in fact make good on the bills, and then we would go have further conversations with the other parties if need be.
The Safari Explorer is owned by Uncruise Adventures, a smaller boat line that operates in Southeast. Borough staff wanted to get started on the replacement. Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen said a portion of the float would be condemned and could not be used until it's replaced. She expected it could be until the end of the summer before it's all fixed. And Giesbrecht said the company was aware of the timing concern.
One of the statements that I've made to the company was that if this doesn't get resolved quickly to the satisfaction of the borough, we have some concerns about lost revenue related to that float. And we've made that very clear to them that that's an issue for us. And, you know, I think they're listening at this point. We'll see.
Petersburg's assembly approved spending $24,000 for engineering and bid services to seek a company to do that float replacement work. In other project updates, Library Board member Sonny Rice told the assembly about landscaping work planned outside that building opened in 2013. The borough is advertising a request for proposals, or RFP, from companies interested in doing excavation, grading, and other site improvements at the library.
That RFP is just for the hardscaping, which is going to be rock buildings and drainage, none of the sort of planting in that. And the idea with this proposal is to, it's a little bit higher cost up front, but to have it as low maintenance as possible in the long term.
That work is expected to cost between $110,000 and $170,000 and is being paid for with a state grant along with local donations. Rice said other work remained for some technology improvements at the library and planting once the site work is complete. Also Monday, Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger said he wanted to look into either a full or partial exemption from borough property tax for farm buildings. Stanton Greger said he'd look into drafting an ordinance for the assembly to consider later. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.